Hello and welcome to the Influencer Effect. I have a very special guest today. Would you like to introduce yourself?
So exciting. I haven't done an interview on a podcast in so long. My name is Taylor Olson. I'm 24. I live in Austin, Texas, but I'm from Miami and I've been making content since 2020. Has gone through a lot of phases of it. It's gone through a lot of different paths, which I guess we'll talk about, but I do fitness and health and lifestyle content pretty much everywhere. And I feel like that's about it. I don't know.
Yeah. So you do fitness and lifestyle. What platforms are you on?
My biggest following is on TikTok, but right now I'd say my favorite and like where I love to post the most is Instagram. Which I went through a big I hate Instagram phase, and now Instagram, it all depends on how the apps like you. Right now, Instagram likes me, so I'm a big fan. But there was a point in time where it's like nothing's like whatever account is getting the engagement. I'm like, that's my favorite account.
You're like, oh my God, I love that app.
Year to year, month to month, you truly never know. But right now, Instagram is my favorite.
No, and I feel like a lot of people don't realize how much it fluctuates even for like larger creators. Like one month you'll be like, oh my God, I'm killing it on TikTok. Let's say like each video is getting like over 100,000 views. It's doing amazing. And then like the next month you'll be like lucky if like a video goes over like 20,000. And like every once in a while you'll have a viral video, but like it fluctuates so, so much. And it's just like so unpredictable.
It's hard. And it's hard because it, you put like your worth into it as a creator. I mean, you'd like try not to, but it's hard. Like it's hard when you're like, this video got 100,000 views and then you post another one. And like right now my TikToks like today did so bad. Like they're not even like hitting 10K, and it just like is what it is. You gotta like brush it off.
Yeah. I've had issues with that where I'm like, I'm just gonna delete it. And I'm like, why does it matter? Like just keep the video up. Like, and sometimes TikTok and Instagram will do this thing where they won't push the video out for like 3 days and then all of a sudden you'll start getting views. It's like, it's so complicated.
My Instagram has been like that. My Instagram will keep a video at like 40, 50,000 views. Mm-hmm. Back 2 weeks later, 150. Like it'll like, it has always been like a week delayed on my Instagram. I don't know what's up with that. It's I'm not complaining, but it's weird.
You know what? And I've noticed this is, I'm so sidetracked. We'll get back to the conversation about influencing in a second. But I mean, this is related to influencing. Instagram, when you scroll through reels, it's a lot of old videos. So I'm like, I guess they just push out older videos. Like, whereas when you scroll through TikTok, most of the videos have been posted within like 3 days. So I don't know. Besides the point, what was your journey to becoming an influencer? What inspired you to start posting?
Yeah. So it's like kind of crazy. I feel like I could talk for like ever about it, but I'm trying not to get too sidetracked because there's so many different avenues of this because it's been the last 5 years of my life from 19 to 24, which I feel like as a person, you just change so much. So there's so much. But I started technically in the winter of 2019. I was just like posting on TikTok, like not content that I like. It was before being an influencer on TikTok was a thing. It was like TikTok wasn't like that. Like there was people that were already famous from like Vine or like celebrities that were already known that had a like they just had accounts like the same like Instagram, like they just had accounts and things would go viral, like little dance trends, and that was pretty much it. It was like all the dancing stuff, people from Musical.ly. So I was just like posting stuff, like dumb stuff, little dance stuff. And then one video that I posted, I think in December of 2019, I woke up and it had like a few hundred thousand views and I had 16,000 followers. Because in that era, if you had a viral video,
everyone followed you.
It was not saturated. It like, I attribute a lot of me having followers to the time I did it. Like right now, people that gain followers fast, like that's so impressive because it's really hard. Like my content back then would not have gone viral now, let me tell you. Like if you put my TikToks in order of most popular, like it's so cringe, but it was the vibe of 2020. I don't know.
It was the vibe at the time.
It was the vibe at the time. It was Coachella 2016. So I posted this dance video. I had like 16,000 followers and I was like, what? Can I curse?
Yeah, you can curse. Okay.
I like just have like a bad mouth and I'm like,
no, go for it.
I was like, what the fuck? Like, this is crazy. But my whole life growing up, I wanted to be a YouTuber.
Me
I was
too.
so into like all the YouTube girlies, Bethany Mota, like, you know, that whole side of the internet growing up. That's all I wanted. I'd like film hauls with my friends. Me and my friend also started to try to post a talk show and post it on YouTube. We
I love
since
it.
deleted it, and I wish I didn't because I'd love to look back on it, but it's always what I wanted to do. So, but I didn't think it was like possible. I woke up with like 15,000 followers and I was like, oh my God, this could be like, I immediately was like, this can be something and this can be a business. Like, and I didn't know like really how or what, but I just knew those YouTube girlies. I knew they had something and I was like, yeah, this could be it. So I was really clocking in during COVID, like it was my job to like learn TikTok dances and post them, like truly, like, and it's funny, but like I laugh at myself and I laugh at the videos and I'm like, she was truly putting in the work.
But it
I was,
worked. It
and at
worked.
the same time I had a fitness Instagram account. I had the Instagram account. I did not think it was gonna get a ton of followers. Getting a ton of followers from it was never my goal. In my hometown, there was just these two girls a little bit older than me who were personal trainers, and they had little Instagram accounts, and they were just personal training clients, and that was their job. And I was like, that seems super fun. I was studying for my CPT. I'm like, I want to be a personal trainer and like train clients. Like they trained clients out of their house. Like that was what I wanted to do with it. I never thought people are going to follow this and I'm going to be like having a bunch of followers. It was more like I want to get personal training clients.
Gotcha.
So, like that account had, I really did not expect anything of it. And when I was posting these dance videos, clocking in, people started being like, what's your workout routine? And then I started posting workout videos, and then it all just became intertwined of like, then I became like a workout girly on TikTok. So that's kind of how that snowballed. And in that time, like the algorithm is so different. I'm telling you, like the engagement I had back then was insane, but I wasn't making money from it because it was not like a thing. Like it hadn't picked up like that yet. Like there was no creator fund. If there was a creator fund, like bye.
You'd be
There
like,
was
I'd be retired.
yeah, I'd be retired. Like you post a TikTok dancing video and like back then, like little did she know how much the algorithm would change. But like back then, like if my video didn't hit like 100K in like 3 hours, like flop. Like
You're like,
it
oh, it
was
was bad.
bad. Like, oh my God, like not one of my videos this week hit a million. Like you suck. And it's just the algorithm, like it wasn't as saturated, so it was easy. So yeah, the videos were cringe, but they really got the engagement. I'm proud of her. She grinded. But that ultimately led me to do all the fitness stuff. And I've gone through so many journeys. I've had done tons of different styles of content. And I started doing this full time when I dropped out of college in 2021.
That's crazy. I mean, you've had such a journey, and you definitely are like one of the OG influencers in the fitness field on TikTok for sure. Like, I remember following all of you guys back in like 2021. You would go to and like travel to like different gyms around the country to do workouts. Like, what was that time in your life like?
Toxic. So yeah, there was like a group of fitness people that started around the same time, and it was a niche little circle, and I feel like our audiences were the same, and I got very sucked into it, and it's like what I thought was the like making it. It's so hard because no one's telling you what to do, right? It's not like a normal job where like your parent can guide you, or like someone above you at your job can like help, or you can look at like Glassdoor reviews. Like you're just like raw dogging it. Like you have no idea. Like people are giving you advice. You're meeting people that have like more followers than you and telling you to do this, or like you truly have no clue. Like, and I've learned so much, but I had no idea. And it was a very toxic space to be in that community. I was like very deep, I feel like, in like eat, sleep, breathe, fitness influencer culture. And people just like didn't always have the best intentions, I don't think. I think we were all very young and very new to it. And like the people I'm thinking in my head specifically, I'm obviously not gonna like name people, but I think the people I was around, like no one knew what they're doing. No one knew the right way to go about it, but it was very quick to learn like who actually gives a crap about you and who doesn't, and most people don't. And like most like people that say they're going to help you if they're bigger, like more successful than you, like there's an ulterior motive, like it's like which is fine. You just have to learn, like you got to just go head first and figure it out. I wouldn't know, like I'd be so like not as grown and not as mature if I did not go through the crap of like horrible management, like fake people around you, people like using you, people trying to cancel you on the internet. Like it's tough. It's brutal. And it's also a hard scene to be in when a lot of it's focused around the way you look. It's like it's a little bit toxic. I was okay with it at the time, but I know it wasn't great. I'm like, I think I was at a good point mentally where I could handle it, but I'm like, just because it wasn't awful, like it wasn't good. Like it wasn't great. 'Cause like the truth is of that culture, like the gym stuff, like the likes and engagement on your post, it's really about how you look.
No, that's tough, and that's tough to put on yourself, especially when it becomes your full-time job. That you mentioned there was like a point in time when you were getting canceled on social media. I remember this happening and being so confused what people were upset about. Like, share as much as you little or as little as you want, but what exactly happened and like how did you rise above it?
Yeah, so it was really dark. It stemmed from my eyes out of nowhere, like genuinely. And it had a lot to do. Now it's slightly hard for me to talk about because it had a lot to do with like someone I was friends with at the time. And I took most of the heat from just being associated. But I mean, I'm just the type of person, like, not to say, like, oh, I'm such a good person. Like, I wasn't gonna not be friends with someone in real life because the internet thinks a certain way. Like in my head, I was like, if you're going down, I'm going down. Like, I'm not gonna deal with that. Cause these people, and since then, it's been complicated because I don't talk to that person anymore. So it's like looking back on it in hindsight, I'm like, maybe some people had a point with what they were saying, but no matter what, I don't think the claims of what happened were worth everything that went down. I lost 100,000 TikTok followers, 40,000 Instagram followers, and this happened in 2022, and I think it was 30,000 Instagram followers. And I had not started gaining followers again until January. So from 2022 till now, I was losing followers all the time. I went from 133 all the way to 100,000, and
Oh my
it's
God.
finally going back up. It like tanked my account. My largest sponsor the day that everyone posted all these videos. Basically, it just came out of nowhere and it was like, these girls are really mean. And I was like, I've met you one time for 5 minutes.
People
So
were like
that was the
blaming you
conclusion.
for being mean.
I was like, I like don't know you. So that's like a crazy accusation. Because either I've met you for 1 minute or some people, I was like, or I've never met you. And again, it was a time where TikTok was different, where it really took off. Nowadays, oh my God, that happens to influencers all the time and it doesn't impact them.
Sometimes
But
it impacts them positively.
right, I think if it happened now, it might have. At that time, cancel culture was huge. Like it really was like so crazy. Like looking back, I'm like, no way someone said I was mean and it tanked my career for 3 years. Like that's not how it would go down this year. And it was bad. It was really dark. It was a very, very low point. It took a huge toll on like both of our mental health at the time, a huge toll on mine. Like it's people were sending like the worst messages, doing the worst. Like it was really bad, and I was not equipped to handle hundreds of thousands of
What were you like,
people.
21,
I
22?
was 21.
Yeah, that's insane. No one at 21 should go through that,
Yeah,
period.
let me
Or
tell
at
you.
all, like any age, but at 21, like, oh my goodness.
It It's one of those everything happens for a reason. And I know I'm like being very, I feel like I'm being very vague. You can look it up if you search. You can look it up if you
No,
want.
but you were literally canceled because someone said you were mean. And like
Yeah,
that was
like
literally
that
the
I
root
don't
of
know.
it. Yeah.
Like that's a huge
It was hearsay.
important factor of the conversation is that I don't know these people.
You're like, we
So
met once,
kind of
maybe.
crazy. And the person that said it, I remember being so confused. I'm trying to practice forgiveness with these people because it's something that ate me alive for when I say,
No,
and like in like
for
January, I was like, I need to move forward. Like I cannot keep hating these people because it's actually like affecting me.
No, I am.
Like ruined it. It took such a toll on me. But the person that started it was basically like acting. She tried to say that we were like using her for videos, but realistically, I was like, I thought I was just posting you, like supporting you. So there was like a bit of miscommunication there. I don't know. It was really crazy. It was really insane. I feel like I blocked it out.
Yeah.
Like trauma blocked it out. I like don't know what happened, but it gave me thick skin and like knowing that it was fine. My TikTok account got banned for 6 months during that as well, because so many people reported it that I was without a TikTok account for 6 months.
Oh my goodness.
Like it really like it was like people said your mean so career over. But yeah, that's what happened. And I only didn't post for like a day. I tried to get right back into it.
You know what? Good for you. Like, and I'm sure everyone can relate not to like the being canceled by the internet, but to like losing a friend or being the one left out of a friend group, and then all of a sudden you're the one being blamed for everything. Like everyone's against you. Like I know I personally have had experiences with friends and friend groups who I no longer associate with, like being accused, almost like being used as a scapegoat. And it's so unfortunate and it's just so hurtful as well because and I can tell like you were probably thinking to yourself like what did I do? Like in every interaction I had with this person or these people, like what could have I done? And then you have to just like realize I didn't do anything. This is
And
a projection.
I think it's also like we were all young. I was one of the youngest. I always felt myself like the youngest in the room because I didn't finish college, which I also didn't drop out of college for social media per se. I was like struggling in college, so I was like on my way out anyway.
And you were
But
making money, so like,
yeah,
why
so I
not?
was like, screw this. Like, it's a little ruining my life, so I'm done. But I always found myself to be like the youngest. But either way, it was these young people, like 21, 22, 23, who just gained a bunch of followers. Like, we were all probably not doing our best, you
Mentally,
know,
yeah.
like trying to figure it out. And I don't think that like excuses people from being like bullies on the internet, but I think I know it's not like an easy position to be in, and I think people think they're trying their best or like doing their best by being like, yeah, I hate them too, like stand up for what's right. Like I don't know, like
Yeah.
I know it was a bunch of people. Like you give a bunch of 21-year-old people like 500,000 followers, it
It gets to them.
yeah, things start going crazy.
Yeah. Has it changed your perception when you see someone else online getting canceled? Like, do you try and like put yourself in their shoes?
Yeah, I think it's so dumb. Sometimes in this day and age, when I see people post something that is like so, like, you know, you just open the floodgates. I'm like, why would you post that? Like, what? Like, come on. Gotta double check that one. But I don't think it happens as badly now. Like, it happens to some people. Like, the last person I can remember was like Brooke Schofield. That was
Yeah.
no good.
That was no
But I
good.
think it's only happening on more serious terms right now. Sometimes it's still like the New York City influencer thing is going on, and I'm like, oh my God, stop hating on these girls. Like, I think
Yeah.
anyone that like writes a nasty comment on a picture has issues. Like, if you comment a hate comment on a TikTok, something is wrong because that's
100%.
I always think that. I think I've gotten better, and I know a lot of influencers have, and I can tell when they're posting something to get hate comments on purpose. I do it because it's gonna go viral. And then you're like, you get the hate comment, and you're like, you fell for my trap. Trying to troll you, commenting on my picture. But when I see people comment unnecessary stuff, it sucks, and I would never ever like I never think that that's the answer, because I've also gotten to the point where like these are people's jobs, and the way I think about it in my head, and I've been meaning to like say this somewhere on the internet, make a TikTok about it, so I guess I'm saying it here. There's a lot of times where people break up, friendships break up, people meet you and don't like you, yada yada, and people feel the need to make a post being like, it happens a lot with breakups, and that's a good example. Like, and I'm not even saying when there's cheating, like pretty pl like Matt and Rachel from The Bachelor. He apologized. Are you familiar with that? If I
Yes, I know.
said that. I was like, I didn't want to start talking about it, and you'd be like, I don't know what you're talking
Yeah, no, I know what happened.
about. He apologized for posting that picture too soon. Like, he apologized for that. But they're just two people that broke up, right? And then people start like taking sides and making it like, F this dude, like we hate him. And it's like, okay. It's not like not your circus, not your monkeys. Like probably so many close people to you, your family, your best friends, the people you think are the best people in this world, to someone, that's their enemy. Like they have an ex-boyfriend that doesn't like them. They have a boyfriend whose ex-girlfriend like hates them and thinks they're the enemy. They had a falling out with someone in high school and they don't like them. Like to everyone, someone like I think like let's say like my parents, I think they're the best people in the world. There might be someone out there that like disagrees and like because of a certain experience or like I don't know. I don't know if it makes any sense what I'm trying to
It
say.
does. It does.
Like when I think people go so far to be like, you said you don't like this person, or like these two friends had a falling out, so we all have to hate this person. You had a rude interaction with this person, so collectively as a society, we all have to hate this person. And that's just not how, that's not how life works. Like I know, like to me, like one of my ex-boyfriends hates me, but like I'm in a loving relationship and the people I'm around don't think that. Like it's not everyone's business to be swayed by one person's opinion. Like I watch people's content 'cause I like their videos. And if they it's not these are also these people's jobs, so I like to think of two people have a falling out, whatever. Maybe someone was in the wrong, right? People make mistakes, people mess up. Do you lose your job when
No,
you do
you
something wrong
don't.
with your friend? That's like not a thing. Or even when
No.
it's things kind of bad, like a couple breaks up, a guy cheated on someone. Awful. You don't get fired from that. Like it's not worth tearing apart someone's job. If you don't want to support it anymore, don't like it, going out of your way to be like, I'm going to tear down your career is crazy, 'cause that's not how the world works, and you're judging people based on one person's perception.
Yeah, and that's such a valid and true point. And as someone who posts about like pop culture and like the occasional influencer drama and all of that, I try so hard to make sure I'm just stating the facts and not being harsh towards one side or the other. And when I started posting, I'll be honest, like I was like, no one's watching this. So I just said like whatever. And like I was definitely harsh when talking about like certain people in certain situations. But now I'm like, that's not fair to them. I don't know them. I can have this opinion offline and gossip with my friends about it. But like bringing it online to just almost be hateful for no reason is not the answer, and it's not going to help you in real life. It's honestly, it's a waste of your breath. Like, it's a waste of your time. And yeah,
And I think it
that's.
also people love to say like, oh, but you're putting your life online. And I think that's true to an extent. Like people like you that have TikToks where you post about pop culture and things where you post. I think you can criticize people and make comments without slandering them. Like I listen to pop culture stuff all the time and I can be like I think a good example, like everyone talking about Alex Earl Stylist. I don't like the outfits either. And I feel like you can make a video being like, I don't like this outfit. I don't hate her. I like her. I watch all of her videos. I follow her. Like you can comment, especially like when people are so big and like almost celebrity level. Like all press is good press, but when it's just like a girl in her apartment and people are like actually ripping them to shreds, I'm like, pause.
No. Yeah, I agree. And like I say I'm objective, but like sometimes I will throw in an opinion here and there, but I'm never gonna say like this person deserves to be canceled and lose everything and blah blah blah. I mean, it's just I don't think it's the right move. And like for your case, no one actually knew who you were and like what you were being canceled for. It was like a mob mentality situation.
It was trending. Like it was legitimately trending. Like the hashtag of it was trending on TikTok, which was insane. Like to the point where, because it was also the time where you just put all the trending hashtags in a video. I don't know if everyone remembers that or if people
FYP. Still. FYP.
It was like all the trending hashtags. I was one of them. So people would post random videos
with your hashtag.
Hashtagged our cancellation because it was just trending. Like, and at that point, I know some people, they were just making videos because it was trending and you post what's trending and like, that's it. It was getting so many people's views. Like if you looked at people's accounts during that page, the most viewed videos at the time
were
the ones talking about it because it was trendy. So it was just crazy. It was a different time. It was truly a different time of TikTok. Like TikTok 2020, 2021 was
different.
Yeah.
And I don't feel like we really touched on, like, I want to make this a positive because, like, obviously it was such a negative in your life, but like how you've grown so much from it and like how did you get out of that like space? Like, I'm sure it was like a very hard time and like I can't even begin to imagine, like, as an anxious person, like, who literally has generalized anxiety disorder, I personally would have not handled that well at all. So, like, what was your journey like going from getting canceled online for no reason to like growing and continuing to create content?
All over the place. Also, yeah, anxiety and depression girlies. Like, I'm taking my SSRIs. I was like, gotta make sure to have my
prescription. Yes. Can't miss a day.
Can't miss a day of these. It took a toll. I was so, everything I posted was fitness. And I was like, I never want to be a part of this ever again. I was like, this, I hate, I stopped posting stuff in the gym. And I like really stopped posting as consistently. I went from posting every single day on Instagram to just like less. I'm telling you, some of this I trauma blocked out.
Yeah. No, that's
like, I'm a little bit valid. Like,
yeah. You're like, what did happen?
I don't know. Like I somehow got here, but, posted a little bit less, really tried to stay in my own lane. And I actually am, I feel like the end of 2024 and right now I like actually just got like fully better and more comfortable online.
That's
like
awesome.
It's a long time. I'm like, but I took a big break from doing a lot of the fitness stuff because I didn't want to be associated with those people. And then also like the people were so mean.
Yeah. No, fair. Yeah.
And then I got like, it was hard because filming in the gym, I wasn't the type of creator that like filmed workouts like separately from when they did them. Like, some people are like, oh, I'm going to go to the gym and film.
Oh, okay.
And it's like, I didn't do that. Like everything I posted, like not to be like, I'm so authentic. Like every single thing I posted and still like what I post is what I'm doing.
Yeah.
I don't, which is fine. Like people have their way, like, you know, they like go to film. I didn't do that. So it started because like filming and posting the fitness stuff was so tough on me in my mind. It like took a toll on my actual fitness. Because I was like, I don't want to film while I'm working out because I need to work out. And this is like not, like it's not putting me in a good headspace trying to do this. And I like tried to go back and forth, but I feel like I never found what was like authentic to me. I was like, I don't know what to post on here. And I've literally been like every 2 seconds, like, I don't know what to post on here. And what made me get in a bit more of a groove, like 2 years later, was getting a job, even though like I've supported myself like this for years. But it's very, very hard when your sole reason for waking up is like doing things very centered around yourself and your life. Like, you can't just wake up and like have a shitty day because you have to
Yeah.
post it on the internet. And yeah, every now and then you can post your shitty day on the internet and be like relatable, but like you have content to make. And when your content is your life, and you, like it's very, very hard to live solely to like post your life online.
Yeah.
So I got a job and that helped me very much, kind of have a purpose, but it took really getting away from all of it. Like the person I used to be friends with, like that friendship not being a thing anymore and leaving it all behind. I had a podcast at the time, like ending the podcast, like having all of that be being free of all of that, which that happened last year. So it
Yeah.
took, like I said, it took a long time of figuring it out. Like really, really helped because I feel finally like
Like
done with
yourself.
it. Yeah,
Yeah.
like finally done with it, finally totally rid of it. Like I'm not connected to it anymore. It's not me. It's not my content. I've grown into like a content that I like. I found like again, I think what my purpose is more so online, but overall I never stopped. I made like I said, like I maybe was less consistent or not even intentionally, but just like I was trying my best and it was just like less consistent or more consistent. I've gone through phases, but I never ever stopped. And I recently made a TikTok about this, about how people, you know, want to be content creators, but like they stop when it gets hard and they stop when it's not like fun. And at the end of the day, if you want it to be your job, like you really have to keep going. And when I tell you, I think that I took one day off and, you know, it was like,
That's so
we
impressive.
have to keep going. Like I can't, like can't let these people ruin something that I made and that's supposed to be fun. Like it's Instagram. Hello. Like
Yeah.
it's not that serious. But like I had to keep going. I like it's been something I've done pretty much daily for 5 years and I'm very proud of myself that I never stopped. I feel like I had that realization a few months ago being like, damn, like that's impressive. Like
So
you know, like I
impressive.
feel like my TikTok account got banned, I could have just let it like be done. But I pushed through and now things are figuring themselves out. I've like found myself again. I feel back to normal and back in a way to like myself that started at 19. Because I feel like everyone in their early 20s changes so much. And that's what's crazy about having it all documented. Is I feel like every year I'm like, so everything I said last year
Was a lie.
was a lie. Like I'm like,
Yeah.
and then like it just keeps happening. Like I'm like, if you knew me a month ago, wrong. Like trash
Wrong
it.
person.
Wrong person because you just changed so much. But I think I'm finally back to myself. I think I went through a little bit of crazy stuff and now we're back.
That's so amazing. And I think there's so much to like learn from your story and like obviously, like you said, like it's Instagram, it's TikTok, it's not that serious, but like it is your job and it is something that was like threatened to be taken away from you, that was taken away from you for 6 months. Like that's scary. That's as scary as anyone else getting their job taken away from them. Just as like a final wrap-up question, on this podcast, we want to like talk about, or it's just me. I want to talk about, tips for aspiring content creators. What would be like if you had one tip to share for someone who wants to start creating content? What would it be?
Yeah, and I can't believe we're already almost done. I also wanted to say before we just ended off, I feel like that was like people are probably like, I never want to be on the internet ever. I feel like I was very like negative. It's the like the truly the greatest like blessing in my life. That's just kind of like a huge part of my story, but like I love what I do. I love that I found it again. Like it is like an amazing thing. There's just tough battles with it, but I promise I do like it and I like posting and we're good now and that's all over. But I'm like, I promise I'm happy and it's good. But for aspiring creators, I struggle with this because sometimes I'm like, here's all this advice, and then I think the only true advice is, and it's cheesy as ever, is being yourself. If you are film, if there's something you like and you film it, obviously, like try to have decent lighting, like an up-to-date phone. You know, the video has to be like
Good quality.
watchable, but it doesn't have to be edited like crazy. It doesn't have to be filmed on a camera. It doesn't need like crazy tripods. It doesn't need anything. It just needs to be like a watchable video of you being yourself in whatever that is. If you are trying to copy and emulate someone else's TikToks, it's just not gonna come through at all. Like, it's simply being yourself and being consistent. I know a lot of people that are trying to do this, not like, I don't think like to be like a full-time job, but like people I know in real life want to do it. And people ask me for advice, and I'm like, well, you've posted once this week. You should have at least posted once a day. Like 100%. And these are girls, by the way, that are like so like beautiful, aesthetic, great outfits, great, like they have it. They're, you know, like I'm like, you totally, like I'm not even, I don't, I was like, I'm not very aesthetic, like I don't like love fashion, like I don't have that. And I'm like, you literally have it, but like you've only posted once. Like, and if you have something to say or an outfit that you're wearing that you think is cute, you should film it. Put up your phone and say, here's my outfit of the day, and that's it. I think people think it has to be something so crazy, but if you are being yourself and being consistent and make the same video every day. If you like clothes, make an outfit of the day. Film the same way every single day. The algorithm loves that. Do it every single day. The same video for 2 months. And don't miss a single day of it for 2 months, which sounds daunting, but it's really not. Because if you scroll on TikTok for 3 hours,
You can make a
filming an
video.
outfit of the day will take 1 minute. Like, it won't take long at all. And that's just like an easy example, but it's just finding something you're passionate about. And being yourself and posting it consistently truly is all it is. And like, because I always think of people like Alix Earle, like she films in the TikTok app, like phone propped up on whatever it's propped up on her vanity. Like, and then I see people who are like, I invested like thousands of dollars into all this equipment to become a content creator. That's not what's gonna get you there. It's you being yourself. Like, you can have. Sometimes I see the video that's like the worst quality I've ever seen, but it's someone being like
Authentic.
and authentic, like 2 million views.
Yeah,
Like
no, that.
it's truly all about being authentic and being yourself, which is the cheesiest advice ever, but I think that's all it is.
I think that's such great advice. Like, people can see right through you, and if you're putting on a show, people are gonna know. And being true to yourself and being consistent are truly the two key points to being a successful content creator. And as someone who tried to be a content creator for years and was trying every single different aesthetic, I was trying food content creation, I was trying, gym content creation. When I just sat and like gossiped for a second, which is like, I love pop culture, I love reality TV. It felt authentic, and I think that's people could tell. So that's how I built my following.
And I wouldn't be too. I always get DMs about advice for how to start, and I like to tell people, I like to give them kind of like some tough love. Like, when I started, I did not consult anyone with like how to start. I was just posting on TikTok. Like, I simply made like dancing videos that I just made to make, like for fun with my friends. Like, and or even when I started a podcast, like for any whatever platform, being like, how did you do this? How did you learn how to do this? How did you learn to upload a podcast? Part of being a creator is like you need to have the grit to just figure it out. Like, when I started a podcast and people are like, how did you start a podcast? Look it up on YouTube.
I
Like,
googled it.
I Googled it. Like, we have to figure it out. And it's like, is the audio quality great? We don't know, but we're gonna figure it out. How'd you learn how to edit? Figure it out. Like, and I think it sounds like tough love, but editing and posting videos, podcasts, Instagrams every day, it's gonna be really hard to start if you wait for like a manual to like appear on your
I think people
lap.
are waiting for a sign to start, and you just got to start.
You just gotta start. Like, it actually doesn't matter if you don't know what you're doing. Like, you just have to try. Because like when I started editing YouTube videos, I
No
didn't
idea.
know what I was doing. I had no clue. Like, you just, a manual's not gonna fall out of the sky. And also, like, all of these creators, a new app can be made tomorrow. We've never used it.
Yeah.
Got to figure it out and you got to post.
So real.
That's
Like,
the tough love of it. You got to figure it out yourself.
what I did to start my podcast, because I like was pushing it off, was I scheduled the first person I was going to interview on a day. And I was like, well, gotta get it done by that day. And I did. You know, you just gotta push yourself and like stop being like, okay, well then like after this I'll post, or like once this happens I'll post. Like, just do it. It could change your life, you know?
Or thinking it's not good enough.
Yeah.
Being like, this one's not good enough. It is. Post
It is. Post it. Yeah.
it.
Well, thank you so much for coming on. This was like such a great conversation. Where are you on socials? Like, what is your tag? Like, what is your at? Just, I sounded so old saying that. Where can people find you?
TikTok and Instagram are both Taylor Olson, but with two T's in Taylor in the front. I had to think about that. I like forgot what my
You're
handle
like, what is my
was. I
handle?
was like, yeah, Taylor with two T's in the front. And then from there, I post on YouTube sometimes. But I'm always on TikTok and Instagram, and you can find all of that there. I post a ton.
Yeah, definitely give her a follow. She's amazing.
Thanks.
Yeah, well, thank you so much.
Of course. Thank you for having me.
Of course.